We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good morning, Brevard County. We thank God for you this morning. This is Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God, host of the Refresh radio program, and it is Monday, September the 25th. The past 2 weeks have been basically a blur. You might make that 3 weeks that have just been one day right after another, to where I have to check my phone to find out, you know, what day of the week it is. And I missed a day on the calendar here. I was just asking Paul what the date was, and he said today's the 25th. And so I missed the 24th there. Actually, I didn't miss it. We were at church yesterday. It just didn't click on there. I didn't do my math right. I knew what day Saturday was, the 23rd. But anyway, today is September the 25th, and we are glad that you are tuned in. This is going to be a radio broadcast today like we have not done before. Tomorrow we're going to resume our study on the fruit of the Spirit, which is peace. So that will resume tomorrow. But today I want to read some scripture for you. I'm just going to read a few verses out of 1 Thessalonians. And it'll set the stage for this program today, and I hope you'll appreciate it. You may never have heard a radio broadcast like this before, but I pray it'll be a blessing to you. So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 1, it says this: Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. In chapter 2, verse number 13, it says, for this reason we also thank God without ceasing. Excuse me, because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 9. For what thanks can we render to God for you, for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake, before our God, night and day, praying exceedingly that we may see your face and perfect what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. The purpose of this radio broadcast today is simply to say this: thank you. Thank you to everyone who partnered with us as a church and with this community to help bring relief to hundreds of people who were impacted by Hurricane Irma. It was a mammoth project. It might not be mammoth for others, but for us it was. You see, everything is a growing stage. It depends upon what your current level is that God gives you a challenge to rise to the next level. And so the project that we faced might not be a mammoth undertaking for people who do this professionally for a living. But for Merit Assembly of God to be able to partner with so many wonderful people of such a diverse background from different regions of the country in order to bring some relief was a massive, massive task. And we give all the glory to God. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. And so the passages that I read to you today, you might not hear this very often, but it is good for the body of Christ to celebrate victories. It is good when we give honor to those to whom honor is due. It is good that we remember that we are supposed to be thankful for one another because you are a testimony of the grace of God. And so today I'm not here to steal your eternal reward. I'm just here to say thank you for touching people's lives that really needed to be touched. For the lady who showed up a week ago on Sunday, who was from Key West and had come up here to take shelter from the storm impacting them, and had her little ID to be able to get back onto the island as soon as she could, that we were able to load up with cars and diapers to be a blessing to the families down there. To the lady that showed up whose home here in Brevard County had been wiped away. To the couple who showed up on Saturday afternoon who had no home at all anyway. They were literally living out of their vehicle. You made a huge blessing to people whose homes needed tarps and things like that. You made a huge, huge impact. It did not just touch Merritt Island. It touched all the way to Palm Bay. I don't know how far north. In all honesty, we had so many people that were ministered to on Saturday that we didn't have time to get pertinent information on everybody. So let me tell you a little bit about what happened, and you'll understand. So when the Barrier Islands were without water, I contacted my presbyter, and they were in the process of distributing 3 tractor trailer loads of supplies in Volusia County. They had more that were being sent to them. They were contacted by a brother out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. There were several pastors that were very instrumental up there. There was Pastor Amos, who's a chaplain with the Spartanburg, South Carolina Sheriff's Department. And he partnered with Pastor Ron Henderson, and they began to put together a project there in Spartanburg, South Carolina, where they gathered supplies. And there is a connection there between them and my presbyter. And my presbyter said, look, I don't have any more need of supplies here, but where they need them is down in Merritt Island, where there isn't any water yet. And so they started gathering a truckload of water, and they sent a full truckload of water. We want to say thank you to Trucker Joe, who delivered the first truckload of supplies. And there were a few diapers in there, and all of a sudden we realized that diapers were something that was in great need. And so Pastor Ron connected with Spartanburg, South Carolina, Southern Baptist Association Disaster Relief Services. Not only were they working with us, they were feeding 3,000 to 4,000 people a day over in the Fort Myers area, people who had been displaced by the storms, and Lehigh Acres and the area around there. So Pastor Paul and Pastor Cameron began to work on a second truckload, and this time it was some water, but it was more than that. It was non-perishable food items. It was diapers. It was cleaning supplies. There was a business up in Spartanburg, South Carolina, that had put together or had created this towel that when you dip it in water, suddenly it becomes antibacterial and it kills 99% of the bacteria. And they sent us something like 800 or 900 cases of those things. We want to say thank you to them. They did the hard work. They provided the material. It wasn't all of the hard work, but they did. And Southern Baptist churches from all across that region came together and they loaded up a truckload of supplies and they brought it to Brevard County. So we want to say thank you to those, and we'll be thanking them in a more official way. We did a couple of Facebook Live videos with them, and FEMA actually showed up at our distribution on Saturday to find out what was going on. They were in the neighborhood and they saw all these people and things being given away, and they said, we got to go find out what's going on. I think that's the way it should be in our churches, where all of a sudden we are so active in loving our communities that people want to say, I got to go find out. Isn't that what happened with Moses and the presence of God in the burning bush? He said, I'm going to go over and see what is going on over there. And so we're very thankful for their donations. We want to say thank you to the Refresh Radio listeners. I got to meet a couple of different people that I'd never met before. One of them has a business right next to the church, but I'd never got to meet them before. And I went over to tell them what was going on, and he said, "Are you the one on the radio?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And got to meet him later in the day on Friday. We had a listener that showed up. I had never had the privilege of meeting before, and they brought several items to donate. We hadn't even asked for donations, but it started moving in people's hearts to donate. And there were other listeners who came, and they donated their time, and they worked fearlessly, tirelessly. I mean, just really busted it for the glory of God. And let me tell you, we were so thankful for all of the help that came. Thank you for those who donated in their finances. Thank you for those who donated resources. While I was meeting Pastor Paul and Pastor Cameron Friday night, we had some people who were making sure that the goods didn't disappear. You see, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And during the night, from Friday night to Saturday morning, we had people on the park or in the church parking lot making sure that the goods to be given away weren't stolen. And there, from what I understand, it was a good thing that those people were in place. But while I was meeting these fine brothers from Spartanburg, South Carolina, there was another listener that donated some bread items and things like that. And so Friday morning, that second truck was driven by trucker Tim, and great brothers. They donated their time and their services to deliver these goods down here, and it was a 53-foot truck. It was a large truck filled with tarps and non-perishables and cleaning supplies and all of these sorts of things, diapers, bedding supplies, these towels, all sorts of this stuff. And we worked for several hours, even in the rain, unloading the truck for the glory of God. So I want to say thank you to WMIE for helping get the word out, not just through this program, but also through public service announcements that they aired throughout the day. We want to say thank you to Pastor Paul and the ownership and management here at WMIE for helping to get the word out. And so we started unloading that truck, and we realized that the truck that we had unloaded before, that this truck was going to be a different scenario. The truck we unloaded before was 2 hours. This truck took us 4 hours. And so I had my office manager put the all help bulletin out, because we needed some helpers just to get the truck unloaded, and that didn't even take into consideration the sorting and the distribution of it. And so I want to say thank you to Pastor Mark Burney from River of Life Assembly of God on Merritt Island for sending a man to help us to unload the truck. We were greatly greatly appreciative. You see, not everybody at our church is young, but they have a great big heart and they serve a great big wonderful God. And so thank you, Pastor Bernie, for helping with this project. And I want to say a huge thank you to Teen Missions International on Merritt Island, who brought a team of students from their Bible school up there and team members who lead missions trips over the summer. And they came, and once they entered the truck, they stayed until they couldn't stay any longer. They just worked gloriously. And we want to say thank you to Teen Missions. When they say get dirty for God, they mean it. They worked, and it was so greatly appreciated. I want to say thank you to churches who helped with distribution through their churches. And the first one was Reverend Charles Sampson from the Father's House there on Merritt Island, Father's House Christian Center. He came and sent some people to help with distribution. Reverend Les Ray from Cocoa First Assembly of God in Cocoa, he came and got a truckload to help distribute over in the Cocoa area. We want to say thank you to Reverend Gary Montecalvo, who also helped with distribution at Destiny Church on Merritt Island. Reverend Luis Barrias from El Tabernaculo de David out of Cocoa, who was not only helping in his community, but was also gathering supplies to help those impacted in Puerto Rico with their challenges there that they are facing from Hurricane Maria. So just because our storm has passed doesn't mean that there are not still people to help. I also want to give a huge shout out to Jordan at Neff Rentals. 321-288-7782 is their phone number. 321-288-7782. And they helped provide us with a forklift, and I cannot even imagine what it would have been like trying to do this job without having the forklift that they provided. It was absolutely, absolutely wonderful and amazing. All of those people gathered. And I also want to say thank you to the people who came to pick up items. And when they saw the bountiful provision and they knew people who needed it, there were people who came from their neighborhoods. Then they went back to their neighborhoods and told their neighbors who were in need. And then if they didn't have transportation, they brought them with them so that they could have some relief as well. And we started distributing it, I believe it. Oh, there's one more. I don't want to forget this guy because he's an encourager, and he came to help. By the way, Pastor Paul, Pastor Cameron, they sweated for the glory of God. They drove down on Thursday to Fort Myers. They drove over to Merritt Island Friday night. They got up and they helped us sort. They helped us load cars, and they really, really worked hard as well. But Reverend Richard Stimson from Special Gathering, he showed up, and he had a shirt on that day, said Chaos Coordinator. And so whenever we had chaos, we went to him. he just stayed. He was actually there before I was on Saturday morning. I showed up about 6:45. And he was already there. There were already people lined up at 6:45 waiting to get in to have their needs met. And yesterday, Sunday, September the 24th, it was my privilege to stand before the congregation at Merritt Assembly of God and thank them for their tremendous labor of love that was described in those verses that I was just talking about in 1 Thessalonians. You see, they operated beyond their strength. They operated beyond their free time. There were people who came on short sleep after having got off work, worked all the way up until it was time to go to work again, and then went to work again that night. And I'm not an actor. I'm just who I am. And as I stood before that congregation, whether young or old, male or female, there were people who said, can I help you unload the truck? And I said, no, you won't be able to help load the truck. But when it came time to go get food and help time to organize and distribute, they were right there. They were all in for the ministry, for the glory of God. And as I stood there and I gave them a standing ovation, tears filling my eyes, because I knew that this labor of love was not without cost. I knew that they had been pushed to the limits. I knew that they were tired. I knew I was tired. I just also knew that God was glorified. And so today, I just wanted to come into the radio studio here and say thank you to everyone who is able to do your part to see people's needs get met. You see, Jesus said, when you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. And so I say thank you to Merit Assembly of God. I say thank you for putting up with a pastor who probably isn't smart enough to say no at many times. Although there was a third shipment that I just said, look, we don't need a third truck. We can't handle a third truck. So maybe I operated with a little more wisdom than I'm giving myself credit for. I want to say thank you also, by the way, to Sarah Beth Ackerman from Channel 9 Eyewitness News, who came out and helped get the word out that there was going to be distributions. And so thank you, Channel 9 out of Orlando, for all that you do. And keeping us safe from the storm. Can you imagine what it would be like not to have all of the notice and the preparation to be made before a storm hits? And then you get up one day and all of a sudden you don't have hurricane shutters on because you don't know that there's a hurricane coming. So we need to thank God for the technology that has given us the advance notice so that we can be prepared. And so here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and by the way, Paul made a habit of giving thanks for people. He gave thanks for the Romans in Romans chapter 1, verse number 8. He gave thanks for the Ephesians in chapter 1, verse number 16. He gave thanks in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 1, in chapter 2, and chapter 3. He gave thanks for them again in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and chapter 2. You see, I think that if we would remember to be grateful for the people that God has brought into our lives, for the work of grace that God is doing in them and through them for the glory of God, if we would give thanks for people instead of bemoaning the people in our lives, I think that we would probably have a much, much different attitude sometimes than we do. So I give thanks. I give thanks to the saints at Merit Assembly of God who weren't able to operate with physical strength, but they were there to offer support and finances that enabled us. By the way, there also thank you to my friend out of South Carolina who didn't know about what was going on with the provision coming out of South Carolina, but wanted to help out with the rental of the forklift, which it was a pretty pricey endeavor. And so if you wanted to help out with that too, we wouldn't say no to that. But we know this, God is good, and God's going to provide in a supernatural way to meet all of those needs. So let me take you here to chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians, verse number 11. Now, right now, may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. I pray that God will order your steps today. And I really do. I always count it a joy and a privilege to meet people who listen to the radio broadcast. There were people who loaded up supplies, and they said, "Are you the one that's on the radio?" And I said, "Yeah, that's me." She said, "Oh, I listen to you while I'm driving around at work during the day." We thank God for every opportunity that we have to make a connection this side of eternity that is going to be a united symphony of praise around the throne. Verse number 12, "And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you." I thank God that you have not hit your ceiling. You've just hit another level on the staircase that God wants to use to cause you and I to increase and abound in love. Thank you, Brevard County, for abounding in love. Thank you, Spartanburg, South Carolina, for abounding in love. "And may he establish your hearts blameless and holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." I pray today that not only will your needs be met, not only will you increase and abound in love to one another as the mark of distinction of Jesus' disciples, but I pray that your heart will be firmly established, blameless in holiness. Today, we have a God that is able to make us more than we've ever been, to use us more than we've ever been used, so that we bring him glory more than the world thinks is possible. Brevard County, this pastor wants to tell you, and Merit Assembly of God, hear it again. Thank you. Thank you. May God cause you to increase. May he cause you to grow, and may he cause you to be established in holiness. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Lord, I wish I could praise you without adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you. It's like an ocean.